Simen Shin Tazvav, just finishing up the Mishnah Berurah on Tzav Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us that the Hetayrim that were said, by opening up beds and tables and putting them together in a way that Shnav Yisrael, one still has to be careful not to be over in any other Surim. For example, if putting together the table, if there's a connection to openness to Kuba Chayzik, it's banged in strong. Even going to do it now in a weak way, is Rasha Sham Yiska, Sham Yahadik, you might come to lose yourself and end up doing it in a strong way. Therefore, we also Rabbanan to attach the two parts, even in a weaker way, in a way that's roughly, Xeria might come do it in a way that's strong. So one always has to keep in mind, besides this oil, there could be potential other Yisurim, whether Deraisa or Rabbanan of Baina Vasaisa. Siv Dalad, the way a bed was set up in the olden days, is that there are different ropes going across from left to right, and because they had these ropes going across, that's why able to set put a sheet or a mattress down on top of it, and it will be supported. So, if the ropes were within three tefachim of each other, that's like lavud, it's considered as if it's already closed up over there, so then you can put a sheet and mattress on top, because you're not creating an oil, it's considered already is an oil. As opposed to, if between the various ropes going across is three tefachim or more, so then when you put down the sheet, you are creating an oil. And it would be a problem of asiyas oil. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us we're talking over here only about a bed that has the walls going down to the ground. At least two of them, or possibly more. As opposed to our beds that just have the four posts at the four corners, there is no problem. Because since you have a gag without any mechitzas, it's not a problem. The only time there's an issue with a gag without mechitzas is when the primary purpose of what you're doing is in order to have to imal what's beneath it to protect, let's say, from the sun or from the rain. But here, where the primary purpose is to have a bed to lay down on top of it, just also people will put their shoes under the bed, their slippers, like people still do nowadays. So that's only a problem if there's at least two mechitzas also. And our beds that don't have mechitzas would not be a problem of a asiyas oil to put the sheet or the mattress across on Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Berurah also points out that which the Mechaber has a het of less than 3 tefachim between the robes, because consider that you already have an oil, even if already in one place there's already less than 3 tefachim between the robes, it's considered you already have oil over there, and anything you add on Shabbos just means moisa from the oil array, which is mutter to do on Shabbos. This is really a concept that's mafurish in the Mechaber over there, that if there's a car, a kesser, a beged, paris, from Erev Shabbos, there's already a mattress, a pillow, or a beged, or something there from Erev Shabbos, a tefach long, you're allowed to add on to on Shabbos and extend it to the rest of the bed. And that, Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the same thing, if there's a gap between the ropes in one place, less than that, 3 tefachim, you have loved in that place, consider closed up in that place, now you can put whatever sheet you want on it on Shabbos. That's not a problem. The Mechaber also tells us that you have to be careful, same with this issue with asiyas oil, that you have a problem with taking away an oil, being seisin oil, and therefore if the gaps between all the ropes are 3 tefachim or more, so then one would not be allowed to take off the sheet or the mattress on Shabbos if now you've left the gaps of 3 tefachim or more. Sivhei, the Mechaber discusses Kisa Asei Prokim, a chair that's made out of different parts that we want to send you, open it up, and you want to get up, so you fold it up. It's really something akin to a folding chair, and it's mutter to open it, Lachatchila, on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah uses the Lashon that's Ovid V'Kai, which is an important heter over here in Nichos Oil. That's something that really, it's one piece. You just unfold it and refold it. That's not a problem on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah gives other examples of taking apart a chuppah, or a board that was sticking out of the wall in the basic Knesset to put the Sfarim on it, that you can fold it and unfold it, so that'll be fine on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says often it's mutter also because your kavanah is only for what's on top, not for what's below, or often there's no machitzas, but there's also an independent heter over here of Avod V'Koy. Sivav, when somebody's organizing the barrels in their storehouse, wherever it is, the derech used to be you have two barrels next to each other and the third one on top, partially on barrel A and partially on barrel B. So Mechaber says if you want to set up these barrels on Shabbos, it's a problem of asiyas oil, because you have A and B, and you put C partially on A, partially on B, it's being mahil on the area in between A and B. And there are two mechitzas, because you have barrel A and barrel B there. And Mishnah Berurah explains you are doing it to use the air top of the air underneath, because you need the air underneath, because now it's the wine, the barrels, doesn't get ruined, it's only because there's airspace there. So you intentionally need to have a sum of air in between the two barrels under barrel C, and that's considered that you want the avish atachtov, to the extent that if you have two mechitzas, and a gag, we have a problem of oil. So how should you set up the barrels? Shulchan Aruch says the way to do it is to first have somebody put the top barrel there, hold it in place, and then you put the bottom barrels underneath. This way you're doing it backwards, like we had previously. If you set up the barrels in the regular way, the mechitzas, then the gag, that could be a problem. But if you put the gag and then the mechitzas, which is the opposite of the typical way how to set up oil, you put the top and then you stick the bottom in the mechitzas afterwards, so that would be okay. Since you do with the shinoi for the regular Seder, it's such an oifel chazal, not geyser, on making an oil array on Shabbos. So instead of putting the bottom and then the top, have someone put the top and hold it in place and then put the bottom barrels to support underneath afterwards, and that will not be a problem.